Students first attended a morning mass inside St. Gregory Church off Maple Road. As they exited, they were handed two different size water bottles, some carrying a gallon, others a small water bottle. Then they set out for a one-mile walk. The water bottles were used to symbolize water jugs carried by those living in Sudan, who walk miles each day in search of clean water. St. Greg's sixth graders organized this event after reading the book A Long Walk to Water. They also have studied about the water troubles in Sudan.
We're only walking a mile, but they have to walk more than 8 miles probably a day, so just trying to show everyone here how hard it is for them.
Sixth graders Brianna Bonvasuto and Josie Bannis were among the 400 students who walked a mile. They learned about the contaminated water in Sudan and the ill effects it has on those who drink it.
We learned that many people die throughout the years because of this dirty water, and and Sudan has one of the highest mortality rates in the world, so we're trying to make it easier for them to get clean water. Because the people in Sudan have dirty water, and we're trying to get them wells so that they can have clean water, and the girls that walk for water can get an education.
So I think it builds empathy, and so this is a wonderful experience to help them to be compassionate leaders.
Julie Gajewski is St. Greg's principal. She says these sixth graders worked along with their teachers, but the entire effort is student-led.
And a lot of work and collaboration went into the project, and I'm so excited that the whole school gets to benefit from this project.
So the water that they're carrying on their walk will go to local food banks to help our community.
The school's STREAM coordinator, Betsy Eden, has been working closely with students on this project.
We're trying to teach the skills that they're going to need when they go out into the high school, to college, and into their work lives, to be able to collaborate. It's something that we have to explicitly teach nowadays, and that's what we're trying to get them to do, to collaborate, to think outside of the box, and to really take ownership of what they're doing.
St. Greg students are working to raise $5,000. They want to buy a water filtration system or well for a community in Sudan. Showing compassion from a Catholic school in Williamsville. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.